that iPad is dead.
There's a distinct possibility that the iPad is done.
Vaya con Dios, iPad. Maybe that's early. Maybe it's early. It's too early to say that.
Yeah. This is it, Jeff. The last day of deliberations.
See, you keep saying that, and I really hope you're right, but the more people keep saying that...
The more you think that somehow it's not going to happen.
The more I think somehow it's going to stretch into another day.
I believe in today being the last day the way I believe that we would finish that raid.
Yeah. Ooh, look in the rearview mirror. This guy's fucking going for it. Oh, no, you missed him.
What is he doing?
He's rapping.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got his hands. Look, look, he's drumming or something. Yeah.
Damn it. Missed it. I think he stopped when he realized my head was turning around.
Yeah. I don't know. This back window is so small, I bet you wouldn't be able to easily see.
I have nothing but the utmost respect for people who wild out in their cars.
Yep. Alright, he seems to have stopped.
Alright.
Yeah, he's drumming. He's fucking going for it.
He just keeps stopping.
He keeps stopping.
Like, he hits a moment of a beat, and then he goes...
Had like one fill he needed to drum out and then immediately reached for his drink. Now he's rubbing his face. He's still going. Like it's you really just kind of see the tops of his arms rise up as he's going for it.
Well, I'll let him drum in peace.
Okay.
I'll let him live his life.
Yes. 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 When I first saw him gesticulating back there, I thought it almost looked like he was doing sign language. And I was like, that's a strange thing to be doing while you're driving. Or, oh, wait, no, he's... Okay.
Ooh, getting over with Bennett Foddy's on iOS, I think, today.
Yeah. Huh.
To grab that.
That's it.
I mean, it's on Steam today too.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how that would control on iOS. I'm sure it'd be fine. Just kind of move your finger in a circle or something.
Yeah. white smoke by the end of this day.
I haven't been privy to any of the hour count of any of this stuff, but the longer I spend looking at it, the more I realize it's probably very long.
Yes. There is a great deal of it.
Shorts today, even though it's been the cold, probably the coldest day of the year to date.
It's like 38 degrees when I went to your house.
Yeah. Because being in that room for that long of a time,
it's a little muggy.
Is unpleasant.
Yeah.
I recorded my radio thing this morning, got that out of the way.
Good.
I brought lozenges. And I'm ready to shout from the top of my lungs. Star Wars Battlefront 2, Game of the Year 2017. And I'm going to shout that over and over and over again.
Someone has to say it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's on the list.
It's on a list.
It's, yeah. I guess they, I think it probably was the same financial conference that their CFO was at talking about FIFA Ultimate Team.
Oh, the Jorgensen stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that with those quotes.
Yeah. Saying that they might not put it back in the game at all. I wonder if that ends up being their approach to just like, oh God, we have to like cool it, or else they'll come for Ultimate Team,
right?
Next,
and
so
we can't have people come for Ultimate Team.
Yeah. That senator. Whatever.
The Duke, state senator, yeah.
Yeah, state senator, dude in Hawaii. The things he's suggesting as far as, legislation goes seems really hard to enforce. Well, I guess if it was law, it would be law. They'd have to fucking figure it out. But, the idea of, no one under 21 can buy loot boxes in games, actually policing that.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. Because the consoles already have, the concept of, sub-accounts that can be restricted and, the parental restriction stuff, but, how do you, I don't know. It seems like that'd be something that you would immediately lie about your age when creating an account. If you were, old enough to have a credit card but not 21 yet or something like that.
Make sure you follow Backspin on their Instagram at BackspinSXM.
Or a kid that's not under parental controls.
Right.
Brooklyn, New York City.
Who uses points cards or whatever to buy stuff.
This whole thing feels like something that gets loosely threatened that inevitably forces companies to sort of very hastily rework a lot of things so that that legislation can just die because there's no more impetus for it to go forward.
Yeah, I guess that's how the Night Trap stuff ultimately ended up.
Yeah. I mean, that went a lot further than I think this will ultimately go. Unless companies hold fucking fast and are no, we're gonna fight this, which that seems like the worst possible approach for this.
announced, like, Battlegrounds cosmetics for Xbox One today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking weird. Well, so they're not going to sell any cosmetics while the game is in the, like, preview program, except for three packs, one of which will go on sale before the game is even out, and will be off sale before the game is out. Like, they're only going to be up for, like, 3 days each or something like that.
Huh.
And the first one will come and go before the game is even available, which seems fucking slimy.
Yeah, I don't care for that one bit.
Yeah, like, hey, spend $10 on this game that you can't actually buy yet for a fucking cool shirt. Like, fuck, what?
This version that I don't think anyone has actually even played yet.
Right, yeah. So it's like this first, and that pack is $10. The other two, which will kind of intersect with the release of the game and be out after the release of the game, are only $5. I just don't. It just seems fucking slimy.
Yep.
That said, the third one is called the Tracksuit Pack.
So you'll be purchasing this.
That's one I can decide on because the game will be out. Like, I'm not even committed to playing that version of the game other than for 20 minutes to go,
that's that game on Xbox. Game.
And go back to playing it on PC.
Right.
Or I can spend hundreds of dollars on skirts and such.
Jeff, hundreds of dollars on skirts. Gersman.
That's what they call me.
Skirtsman.
Yep. Because I'm always skirting the issue of where I got the money for these skirts.
Mm-hmm. Drugs.
Drugs. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Selling drugs specifically.
Right.
Not using them.
Only to test the quality of the product.
I mean, I'm a businessman. I need to know.
You know what you're selling.
Yeah.
Continuing to wear my Twitch Prime balaclava because fuck everyone. I'm gonna make you look at that. I'm gonna make you look at that Twitch logo when you fight me.
It really pumps me out.
Good. That's the point. At least I'm not wearing the pants. Even I have fucking limits.
Yeah. Last time I looked, it looked like I could probably get like $25 for that tracksuit. $14 for each piece.
That's a sandwich.
Yeah.
San Francisco prices.
Get me a San Francisco sandwich.
Mm-hmm. No, that means something else, actually. Oh.
Well, I'll get one of those, too. Whatever that is.
It's just a sandwich they won't put in a bag for you.
If you still listen to that War Report album, hit me on my Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, at DJ Mr. C, MISTERCEE. Let me know your favorite song on that War Report album, man. Shout out to everybody who came out to the home in Noriega. War Report 20th anniversary concert. Let me get into this Royal Flush crew. If you really know about your 90s hip hop, shout out to anybody. Remember this Royal Flush crew in Noriega called Ice Out Medallion. Backspins.
Talking about some of the prices on Battleground stuff. A lot of people talking about the SoCal fires.
Yeah.
How fucking ill that shit is.
Yep. It's like, here's this map of Ventura, and most of it is lit up.
Yeah.
With, this is where the fire is, markers.
I think that's the third major wildfire that's hit that region this year.
Yeah. When I woke up this morning, it sounded like there was like zero containment of it.
Yeah.
Just the winds are still too high for them to drop fire retardants on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and at least one end of it, it sounds like it hit the Pacific Ocean, which is, considering where it started, it's kind of fucking crazy. going on here?
Sometimes people are just bad at getting on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right. Just bad at figuring out lanes.
Yeah.
Did find out the direct cause of the Napa fires, did they?
The last I heard, it was poorly maintained PG&E equipment. And now you're seeing billboards pop up around that say, hey, were you affected by the Tubbs fire? You've got options. PG&E fire, like, you've got legal options. You know?
Right.
Like, trying to get a class action together or something like that. To at least do the investigation. I guess I did not track it down to see if they had ever reported, like, the official cause, but...
Yeah, I don't think they actually have said definitively it was this, but I think that was the thing they were tracking down, and the last I'd heard was that PG&E was, like, trying to fucking lock investigators out of certain areas while they were doing their, you know, their checkups on their equipment, which investigators were like, fuck no.
Yeah.
PG&E's a bad company.
Yeah, they were responsible for that fucking street blowing up in South Bay at that one point, remember?
Yep, I remember.
Hillary Goldstein, I think, lived on that street. Was not injured, but...
But nonetheless, a fucking street blew up.
Yeah, a fucking street blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was, I remember, like, at the time, like, while the fire was still burning, they were like, all right, we've got audio from, like, police band radio of someone calling in, like, the first fire call on any of the local bands for that stuff, and it's, like, someone calling in, like, a down
power line or something. Well, and then the other thing I heard was that, like, some of those fires were, like, sparking off a lot faster because they were hitting power lines that, like, just fucking blew over with all the winds and shit. That my uncle lived in up in Fountain Grove ended up burning down, and I only say funny because when he sold that house, he sold it to his lawyer, who then promptly fucking sued him about a bunch of bullshit, like when he bought the house, like stuff that was not really the lawsuits were all kind of dismissed eventually, but like he gave my uncle an incredibly hard time after buying that house for like no fucking reason, and then that house burned down.
All right, then. Lesson there somewhere.
Yeah. Is that karma will come, like, 15, 16 years too late.
Yeah.
Thank you.
talking about the possibility of Battle Royale modes being a part of Please Stop next year.
Distinctly possible.
I believe we raised that possibility during some of our discussions this year. That said, in 2017, it was the year of Battle Royale. In a mostly good way.
I was thinking about trying some of those mobile ones.
The Chinese ones?
Yeah. I'd say I tried to install Call of Duty Online again. Chinese Call of Duty. It's very scary. All that China. All up on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
The weird part is I like double clicked it and thought better of it. I was like, maybe I won't install it. Hopefully there's nothing bad in the installer. Which why would it be?
Right.
It's tense. It's standing coming. Probably fine. But anyway, I was like, maybe I'll just install this later or on a different machine or something, because I can't read what it's asking me in terms of, do you want to leave these services running all the time? And it's kind of a BitTorrent style downloader for the game, so I bet there are options that are like, hey, do you want to like send this game to everyone else that's trying to install it?
Right.
I just didn't want to end up in that situation, so I closed out of the installer and then didn't think anything of it. And then, like, days later, rebooted my machine. The power went out.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back, fired up my machine, and then the installer appeared again. I was like, fuck!
Oh, no.
Oh, God! What have I done? And it installs that installer to a non-standard directory, a hidden non-standard directory. So I dug through the registry and found it and wiped it all out. Still like this. Like, my fucking half-joking fear. But I do want to try their weird Battle Royale mode when it comes out. Ultimately, that's the thing, man. There's something about the speed at which Call of Duty moves that I really like. And I don't know that it would be a fantastic game overall, but something about that speed and style of shooting mixed with a Battle Royale style game actually sounds kind of appealing.
Like, I think it can be fun. I just think that, like, I don't know. Like, a big part of what works for me with the Battle Royale stuff is the tension of it.
Right, yeah.
Which is not what that is designed for.
No, that thing is not. And even from the looks of the mode that they've got going into that game, like, that's not that.
But, right.
But you at least, like, looking at it as a first attempt, there's still a feeling of, like, if they did this right, it could work. But I guess, like, just there are core concepts to Call of Duty that wouldn't necessarily lend themselves well to that style of game. Like, are you going to have an inventory with dealing items?
Right.
Non-recharging health. Well, I guess they did that for the campaign this year. But you have, like, non-recharging health in multiplayer. Thank you. Yeah. It's like some kind of wave-based thing, I think. I'm not sure. I hope they make a sequel to The Division.
Yeah. Like, some of my issues with that game have less to do with the design and mechanics of it and more with just the overall tone of the thing, which I don't know that a sequel would fix, because I feel like they're kind of locked into what that game and that universe is going to be.
Yeah.
But that said, I think there are things they could definitely, you know, rebuilding it from the ground up that could make that game a lot more fun and interesting.
Yeah. Like, there's the things they added to that game seem interesting, I guess, or they seem okay.
Yeah.
But none of it felt that great in action. When you're first looking at it, you know, it was very tempting, like, at launch, to map a lot of what you knew about Destiny onto that game.
Mm-hmm.
And go like, okay, well, they're rolling out this thing that, you know, they're not calling it a raid, but it sure sounds like a raid. And it comes out like, okay, this is not a raid. It's not a Destiny-style raid.
It's a
different kind of thing. And then the modes they added after the fact, which is kind of, and their multiplayer ideas had merit, but you just had to be a specific kind of person to want to do all the Dark Zone shit
with
any regularity at some point. No, thank you. But, like, a lot of their ideas are really good. So they rebuilt a lot of that game to just kind of double down on the cool shit. I think they could do something neat. But, yeah, you're right. The tone of it is fucking...
It's weird and bad.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just on top... Even just on top of the very, very, very dumb premise of the whole thing.
Poisonous chemicals on the money.
There's some random fucking, like, there's just fucking sleeper agents everywhere, and they all are in Manhattan now. That's all right.
And there's, like, by the end of it, it gets even. Did you finish it?
I did finish the campaign. Yeah. Yes.
I can't even remember exactly what happens at the end of that game, because by the time you get to the end, there's like an epilogue mission where you go back to an apartment near the very beginning of the game, and the bad guy, the rogue agent, whatever, is, like, revealed. Like, there's a bunch of information there about, like, oh, yeah, you can join us and be a sick fucking rogue agent also. It felt like more of a setup for, now you're going to play the multiplayer where it's full of rogue agents shooting each other.
Right.
For 20 hours or whatever it is, but at the same time, like, yeah, you're right. Where they left that, the state of that story.
Yes, Danny Hibiki, I would gladly take the tone of The Division over the tone of Ghost Recon Wildlands. That is not even a question. That said, I think they are both bad in just to different levels.
Yeah. Wildlands is kind of even more of a gong show.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Like, Wildlands is a game that, like, I feel bad for liking as much as I do, because of how dumb that shit is. And how off-putting so much of that dialogue is. Because that shit doesn't get better.
I can't imagine.
And the DLC they added, you know, doesn't really help either.
But also, that game sold insanely well, so there will be another one.
Yeah. And I, you know, there's promise there. Like, that game is not unfun.
Like, the basic loop of what you do in that game is fine and fun. It's just that everything they built around it was incredibly off-putting to me, and I did not want to play it.
Well, yeah, it's just got a real fucking... It's one of those games where they're just like, here's a bunch of scenes of fucking torture, because, yeah, man, we're fucking gritty.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't necessarily show... It's not graphic in that way as often as some other games have been.
It's almost, in a way, almost worse that they just use that shit as set dressing more than anything
exactly.
else.
Exactly. It's just like, here's, like, generic white lady boss of yours who's just, like...
She's just here to be the fucking hard ass that's yeah. like, you know, I'm your contact with the CIA.
Yeah. And her whole justification for being pissed is that a friend of, her, you know, hers gets, you know, killed in the...
In as her partner intro, or something,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
in the intro cutscene. So she's just, like, yeah, the language just turns into, we're gonna take these fuckers down. Baby makes three. I think the thing I ended up liking about that game is, like, the way it is a power fantasy,
mm-hmm.
like so many other games are, is so over the fucking top stupid that, like, you legitimately feel overpowered.
Right.
It's not just like, I'm having fun doing this, it's like, you get the chance to fucking break the game.
You are unstoppable
yeah,
in this world.
Yeah, like, well, alright, here's another not problem. Like, one of the things they patched in is, like, they fucking call it Tier 1 mode, which is, you know, anytime you're evoking that fucking Medal of Honor game, that's always a great look. But it's like a second leveling system that you bolt on top of the initial one that forces you to eventually play it on higher difficulties and all this other stuff to keep leveling up. And like, it's the way they handle it is kind of smart, because eventually that means that it's way harder for you to just fucking break the game.
Right.
But it becomes one of those things where you start to look at it and go like, yeah, you know what? If I had a drone and three other, like, really fucking good shooters with me and all this other stuff, like, yeah, I could see, like, this makes sense.
You want to hear something before I raise up?
Yes, I do want to hear something before you raise up.
Right now, with your classic 80s, 90s hip-hop request, at DJ Mr. C, MisterCee. Shout to the B-Miners, Evil D, Mr. Walsh, shout out to DJ Dummy, DJ J-Ski. We all take turns every Saturday. The premiere of the Sure Shot mix airs every Saturday night, 10 p.m. East Coast time, 7 p.m. West Coast time. Now, if some of y'all are just now tuning in, you want to catch the rebroadcast of the mix? We're going to re-air this mix later on tonight, Sunday morning, 3 a.m. East Coast time, midnight West Coast time, right here on Batchman 76M, Channel 43. Let's do it now.
Tommy, you motherfucking boy. When your fake moves on a nigga you employ, rule of emergency sex. Now you know, goddamn, I show the large niggas how to flip a death jam. And rip up the motherfucking house, cook a slum. Coach of the motherfuckers, I still want a brother. I'm ruthless, my plan don't have that. Wow, that shit is child. And no sleeping bag profile.
That game also has missions that are, like, directly related to that partner that gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's, like, if hidden deep somewhere in that game, because you can't do those until you've done just about everything else, I guess. Makes me wonder if suddenly there's just like, oh, wait, no, he was dirty. Like, I bet it'll end up being, like, that kind of throwaway fucking thing. We're like, oh, he didn't get killed because he was fucking CIA. He got killed because he fucking... was in deep and double-crossed somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds exactly like the kind of bad idea of a
right.
twist they would throw
it's
in
like,
there.
I don't know, yeah, wouldn't it be fucking crazy? Like, oh man, this guy you've been trying to save or trying to avenge. But yeah, I don't know, at some point that game is literally, let's go fight America's drug war somewhere else.
Like, Don Cabeza says, yes, that is exactly what happened.
Of course.
He was dirty and he was selling drugs.
Of course.
Maybe the real war on drugs was ourselves.
Are you saying we're the walking drugs?
Yes. We are the war on dead.
Another Wu-Tang-a 36 chambers
Ubisoft organizes that shit, like, if it's, like, how much of a team is taken up by, like, this Division update.
Right. I mean, that's the thing, I completely lost track of how many studios they have a long time ago.
Yeah.
And, like, who's heading up what.
But, like, you know, while they've got people working on this update, do they have other members of that same team in pre-production on a sequel? It would almost have to be if you wanted to keep it going.
Yeah, I would think that there are probably some high-level people that are just, you know, fucking scoping stuff right now.
Like the, you know, they're between the division, between, okay, here's stuff we'll patch into the first game, here's stuff we're saving for game two.
I see what you did there.
You like that?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, when you consider the number of support teams that are out there, like, it wouldn't also surprise me if a small portion of people from the studio that made the Division were heading up that DLC, but then they were actually letting some of those support studios, like, you know, build the shit.
Maybe that's how it actually goes. They've got, like, a brain trust of, like, okay, here's how we're tweaking the numbers to do this to damage and balance this and balance that, and this is the type of mode we intend to make go.
Right.
Maybe they're just doing that sort of stuff, signing off on it. Seems like there might be a Rocksteady game at this award thing.
That would time out right. It's been long enough since the last Batman game that their next thing would probably be coming up here, right?
Yeah, they were on Twitter talking about a milestone.
I think if I weren't so thoroughly done with Batman at this point,
yep,
I would be a little disappointed that their next thing isn't another Batman game, but I'm ready for Batman to take a long break.
I think they need to not make any more of those games.
Yeah.
And
like, when you, if you want to bring back Batman franchise, give it someone else, you know, who has an interesting vision for that shit, that's fine, but I am good on Batman everything for a while.
I think I'm just, like, good on that type of combat, which is kind of part of why I think Shadow of War fell so flat for me.
Yeah, that's the thing. It wasn't the combat. It wasn't, like, any of the mechanics of that game. It was just too many things that I didn't care about.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the only stuff I think I really enjoyed in that game was, like, watching it fucking pick random numbers and generate orcs. And, oh, that's a weird one. And then kill that. Like, all I wanted to do was, like, okay, do me another one. Let's see another one.
Yep.
What else you got?
This one's got maggots. All
right.
Maggots all over him.
What else? Gin up another one for me.
All right, this one plays the guitar.
Come on, orky. Spit out an orc. But, like, actually moving through that game and doing
one
of the missions, just, like, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah.
Goo just wants to do his best, and I respect that.
It's been a while since I looked at it, but my understanding is that he just kind of faded into the background and became a ghostwriter for a lot of the stuff that Timbaland was working on and probably did quite well for himself.
Yeah. I'm not worried about Magoo.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we are pretty much here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to close this up.
Oh, hello. You're all going to get run down.
Yeah. Don't stand in the middle of the fucking
road. Look at this building. Let's stare at the sky and stand in the middle of the fucking street.
It's really fascinating.
It's buildings. Building buildings. What's that like?
Oh. Sure, I'm glad I came to San Francisco.
Oh, my God. I pooped my pants.
A lot of cool things to see here, like these buildings that are being built. It's really crazy.
Help, I'm on fire.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys later.